Welcome to New Creation Christian Center. My name is Harold Franklin, and I'm the pastor of New Creation. We meet on Saturday nights at 7 in Seattle, Washington. We hope the Word of God changes and challenges your life and that you are refreshed and renewed by hearing the Word, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So we thank you for joining us. And now we'll get into this week's message.
Amen. The topic I'm going to speak on tonight is deliverance. And as my husband began to reveal to me about the conference and how God had placed it on his heart to do this conference, I began to just struggle, because I was like, okay, I know he's going to ask me to speak. It was like God was already telling me. He was already preparing me. He said, you're going to get ready to speak. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be doing a conference. And the funny thing is that on New Year's Eve, God told me I'm going to be speaking more. And so I was like, okay, God, I accept the call. I'm going to do it. You know, you told me I'm going to go ahead and go with it. And then maybe a few weeks later, Miranda asked me to speak at that conference. And before I could even say no, the word just yes came out. And I was like, okay, what did I just accept to? She's asking for a bio and pictures. And I was like, okay, what did I just accept? And the devil began to put these little nuggets in my head. You can't do it. You're inadequate. Are you really going to walk in what God has called you to do? Are you sure he really called you, or is that just you? And I began to wrestle with that and struggle with that. And God has been dealing with me more and more just to accept the call. Just to accept the call. A lot of us have a call in our life, and we're struggling just to really just step and walk in what God has given us. Because we think, oh, I struggle with reading, I struggle with this, I struggle with that, and I don't know if I amount up to what I'm supposed to amount up to. But I'm here to tell you that God has a plan for your life. No matter what it is, once he reveals it to you, just walk in it. Because as you submit to his will and you begin to walk in that calling, as you present yourself as a broken vessel, he'll begin to speak to you as well as speak right through you. So tonight's scripture is going to be, first we're going to go to Exodus. As you're getting Exodus 14, chapter 14 ready, verse 12, we're going to go ahead. The definition of deliverance that I found, it says a state of being saved from something dangerous. A state of being saved from something dangerous. You may say, well, I got it together, so what do I need to be delivered from? Nothing dangerous is going on in my life. But there's different things that mount up to something bigger that can be real dangerous. So when you look at the bigger picture, you need that deliverance, amen? So the first scripture, we're going to go ahead and get into Exodus 14. Starting at verse 12, it says, did we not say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you will if you only be still. Let me read 14 again. It says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. A lot of times we find ourselves moving and doing so much, but we need to just stay still and wait on God. Just stay still and wait on God. You see, they got frustrated because they're saying, we've been going around in the desert for so long, and we could have just stayed there in Egypt. We were eating. We may not have had it the right way, but we could have just stayed there, but now you got us out here lost. They were doubting. They didn't know what was going to go on. And a lot of times we don't see the bigger picture. We don't see what's going on, but we feel like, okay, I could have just stayed where I was. I was doing good out there in the club. I was doing all right. I was doing my thing. I had this and that. I was doing good. But were you really doing good, or was that a little fix-up? Was that a mask that you had on, or were you really living the way you're supposed to live? A lot of times we put on a mask and we wear it for so long that we don't even know who we truly are. Who we truly are. At a point in my life, I felt the need that I need to party and live it up. Why? Because I felt like I didn't know who I was, and I'll just do what the in crowd's doing. So I put on a mask. And for the longest time, I walked around in that mask and thought I was doing the right things. Thought I was pleasing my flesh and I was going the right way. And God made me hit a brick wall. And as I hit that brick wall, God began to reveal to me the best thing that ever happened to me. And that is a relationship with Jesus. Before that, let me back up. You say, why am I crying? It's because it's so powerful. And God's reminding me of what he brought me out of. You see, I was not really physically abused that much, but I was abused spiritually, abused emotionally. And God had to put me in a place where I knew that I couldn't call on no one else, but I had to look up to Jesus. And when I was alone in my room and I realized that I needed God, and that was the missing piece. That was the missing piece. And when I began to call upon him in my room, alone in my room, I gave my life to Christ. And I said, okay, God, I'm sick of playing games. I'm sick of going through emotions. I'm sick of seeing people at church. You know, they're getting blessed. And they seem like they're growing in you. And I don't feel nothing. I'm cold. I'm distant. I'm just going because my mom's making me. But I'm not really living this. And I really want to know you for myself. Alone in my room, before that, I was shy. Before that, I was quiet. Before that, I was just trying to fit in. But as I began to pray, and as I began to open my mouth and begin to call upon the name Jesus, let me tell you, I asked for boldness, and instantly I had boldness. You may say, why do you, when you pray, you get excited and your voice raises? That's because I know the power of Jesus. He met me right where I was in the midst of my mess, and he delivered me. He gave me boldness. He told me my calling instantly. And it was amazing that I was like, okay, God, I'm ready to live for you. I'm ready to do what you want me to do. I'm ready to be sold out for you. And a lot of times we, at young ages, we feel like, okay, I got all this time. I got all this time. But he said, I'm calling you while you're young. And as I was alone in my room and I began to pray, something about the power of Jesus, as I began to pray and I'm praying in my room, and my mom came in and was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm just, you know, getting it in with God. And as I got excited, I began to pray. She said, oh, I must go pray myself. So she went to go pray. And the next thing I know, my father and my stepdad was going to pray. And when I was done, I was like, man, they're still praying. They're praying. This is good. Because I hadn't heard them excited and I hadn't heard them hide away and begin to pray. Maybe they did it on a different time where we couldn't hear them or we were asleep or something. But I know there was a shift in the atmosphere of the home. I know there was something going on when I began to pray, when I began to accept the call that God had on my life. And when I began to talk to my mom later on, she said, you know, something about how excited you got made me get excited. And we have to realize we can get excited about praising God. You know, we think, okay, when I go to church, I got to sit down and be quiet and be closed in. And I'll raise my hand a little bit and I can't really move around. But we were crunk for the world. We were out there partying. We were out there being loud out there. As my brother's going to come up and rap later on, he gets excited and he uses all that he got not to put on a show, but because he's ministering. What we do is a lifestyle. We should live our lifestyle after his word. And you say, why are you going so many different places? This is what God is telling me to say. I'm going to get back to deliverance. Don't worry. But you see, we have to live a lifestyle that people see no matter where we are, what's going on. And they want to know who it is. Who is that? What is she really about? Because they're watching. No matter what you're doing, you're at work, you're frustrated. How are you handling the problem? Are you going to gossip with someone else? Are you there saying, okay, you know, it's going to be all right. You know, I'm going to see the bright side of things. It's going to be okay. You have to portray Christ no matter where you are. So getting back to the scripture we read, he said, we only need to stand still, but because the Lord is going to fight for us. A lot of times we get out there and we say, okay, how am I going to work this out? What am I going to do? How am I going to get this done? But God says, just be still. I will fight for you. Because he loves us, he will fight for us. And a lot of times we forget that he will deliver us. God's the deliverer. God will deliver us, amen? The next scripture, it's a long one, but we're going to get into it and we'll break it down. We're going to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Starting at verse 1. And excuse me if I say the names wrong. I'm going to get kind of close as I can to saying these names in the Bible. We have it, say amen. Second Chronicles chapter 20, starting at verse 1. It says, after the Moabites and the Amorites with the Munanites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming up against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazron Tamar, which is in Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, proclaimed that the fast, a fast throughout all Judea. Gathered together to ask for help from the Lord. And all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. So as he got a little feared, but he said, we're going to go pray. We're going to proclaim a fast. So when you get faced with a problem, don't be so quick to say, oh, God, don't get so quick to get worried, but say, oh, God, I need you to help me. God, I know I can't make it without you, but I need you to help me through this. We're going to keep reading. We're going to jump down to verse 15. And he said, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but it's God's. Tomorrow, march down against them, and they will be climbing up by pass of Ziz. And you will find them at the end of the gorge of the desert of Drew. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions and stand firm, and see the deliverance of the Lord. The deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out and face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Verse 20, it says, so they rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Toka. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who would shout praise the beauty of his holiness. And they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, his mercy endures forever. And verse 22, it says, and now when they begin to sing praises to the Lord, or when they begin to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. And and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had come to an end, the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So let me just paraphrase. When things got tough, he called a fast, and they began to pray. And as they began to pray, God spoke to them and told them that they are not going to have to fight this battle because the battle's not theirs, but it's the Lord's. So then he told them what to do, that they were just to go and praise on the way. And as they're on the way, God began to confuse the army and they began to fight and kill one another. So like God said, he said, I will fight the battle for you. A lot of times we think, okay, I got to go and do this myself. I got to go and do this. But God is already going to work it out as long as we don't throw any kinks in the road, as long as we don't try and do things ourselves or mess up the bigger picture that he has for us. It was just amazing when God had me read that, because he said, I'll go and fight for you. A lot of times we think, I can't do this. God said, I already know what's going to happen in the end, and I will fix it if you just believe. He says, stand still and know that I am God. Know that I am God. Know that that mountain that seems too big, he said, I will handle it. I will fix it. The next scripture we're going to go into is Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 6. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Like I've been saying, we've been so anxious just to jump out there and do some things. You know, I had a lot of issues going on at my job, and I kept saying, man, I just want to go. I just want to go. I keep telling my husband, man, I got to get out of there. I got to get out of there. And he's like, babe, just pray. It'll be okay. And all God's been saying to me is just hold on. Just wait. Just stand still. And I'm like, God, more and more things keep coming, and I'm like, I don't know if I can handle this, God. And he's like, just wait. Just wait. And as I'm there waiting, I'm like, okay, God, what am I supposed to be doing? You have me here waiting. And I've said this before while I was preaching. He set it up to where I sit now. I sit next to a lady that's a proud atheist. She has the sign in her cube. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, God, it irritates me every day. And God, I need you to use me as you see fit and close my mouth when you don't want me to speak. Because I hear some conversations, and I'm like, Lord, I just want to go over there and rip that thing down. Or I want to put up something that says proud Christian. But God says that's not the way to do it. So as I'm there, I'm like, Lord, why do you have me here? He's like, I just want you to love on her with the love of Christ. So every day I ask her how she's doing. And throughout the day, I'm like, are you doing okay? Everything going all right? She's like, yeah, thank you. And so one time she said, you know, it's Friday, but I'm looking forward to Monday. I was like, why are you looking forward to Monday? We got to come back to work. You know, the work's still going to be here. Enjoy your weekend. She's like, you know, I've been here so many years, and no one has been as nice as you have been to me. And I was like, Lord, this is all you, because I know it's not me. My name's Precious, but I don't always want to be Precious. And that's the bad thing is he named me this, and I'm like, Lord, he's like, you're precious. I'm like, but you're precious. So I'm like, okay. And he reminds me that I might be the only God that she sees. So I have to be a walking testimony. We have to remember that. We have to remember that. The next scripture we're going to go into is Galatians 2 and verse 20. Galatians 2 and verse 20. Marquise, let me know how I'm doing on time, because I didn't start my timer today. And I don't know if God's going to take me longer than what I usually do. Usually I'm the short preacher, not just the short in height, because that's true, but I'm usually the short preacher. But we're going to go ahead and get into Galatians 2 in verse 20. It says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I said, God, how are you linking this all together? But we have to remember that once God delivers us, it's Christ who lives in me. It's Christ who lives in me. It's not my flesh. It's not the old me. But it's God and the new identity he has given me, who people see. And, you know, as he revealed with me with deliverance, he was just showing me some things. He said, there's some things that you need to be delivered of. And I was like, okay, God, what do I need to be delivered of? And I've been dealing with this. I shared the other day, I've been dealing with this thing with my body and having some pains and things. And God was just showing me, you need deliverance of low self-esteem. Because I dealt with it back then, but I'm still dealing with it now. I'm free. But he was just showing me that there's some things that I was like, okay, so low self-esteem, what else? He said, you're not walking in the power and the authority I've given you. We forget that God has given us power and authority to command our bodies to be put into control and for the things the enemy has put upon us to be broken. You know, my husband is probably sick of the song. After the conference, I probably won't be able to sing the song or play the song anymore. I've been singing Tasha Cobb's song, Break Every Chain, because God's reminding me that he's breaking every chain. You know, the low self-esteem, he's breaking that chain. The chain of me having sickness in my body and not knowing what's going on. He reminded me the other day when I was in my cube and I wasn't feeling well and I was like, Lord, I just want to call 911 because I don't know how to deal with this. I've been up since 4 in the morning and God, I'm tired and this pain won't go away. He said, begin to worship me because I'm breaking every chain. I have given you liberty. I have given you freedom. I have given you deliverance. To break off that sickness, to command it to move from your body. And I was like, okay, God. And I was like, okay, and I just sat there. He said, so are you going to go and worship me, or are you going to sit there and still be in the pain? I was like, okay, God, I'm going to go. So I began to go, and I had to get away, and I began to worship God. And he began to break that pain and begin to break things off. And I was like, okay, God. And I just couldn't help, but I kept singing the song. And it was funny. My coworker came over to me. She's like, you know, we always share these different songs. You know what song's in my head? I was like, what? She's like, Tasha Cobb's Break Every Chain. And I was like, how does she know? And I told her I didn't feel well, but she was like, you know, you need to break every chain. It's interesting how God sets things up. So I was like, okay, let me go again on my break. Let me go and worship some more because he's not done breaking some chains. I know I'm not the only one in here that God's dealing with, but there's some chains in your life that you need God to break. There's some issues that you've been struggling with, and you're like, I could do better. There's some things that I've been holding on to, and I probably shouldn't be doing them, but God wants to break those things off you. There's some lies the enemy has put upon you, and you've been believing it for so long, I won't amount to anything. I'm just going to be a statistic. Or I can do that secret sin because no one knows, and I still hold it all together pretty well. No, God wants to break every chain because those chains are holding you back from going to that next level. Those chains are holding you back from walking in that full calling God has for your life. Are you willing to accept the call today? Are you willing to allow that chain of bitterness, of hurt, of anger, frustration, resentment to be broken off of you? I feel God talking to some people tonight. There's some things you've been holding on to. You say, okay, I think I'm ready to let it go. God's ready to break it off. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. God, you see the ones that you're tugging at their heart. You see the areas that they need you to break those chains, to free them, to deliver them. God, they need deliverance. God, I need deliverance today. God, we ask that you just begin to move right now, God. God, you want to free them of those things. God, help them to take that first step and do what it is that you want them to do so that they can be free. God, we ask that you just move right now, God. If there's someone in here, you're dealing with sickness in your body and you've been trying to hold it together, but God wants to heal you today. Maybe there's someone in here and there's a weight that you've been holding on to. God wants to lift that. He wants to break that chain off of you right now. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. There's some things you've been struggling with and you don't know how to do it. You said, I've been trying to do it on my own. God says, I want to break that prideful chain. I want you to submit so that I can be exalted. I want you to submit so that I can show you which way to go. If that's you, raise your hand. God wants to break every chain. Don't leave out of here the same way you came in, but allow him to break those chains. If that's you, if you identify with any of those things, I want you to come to the front. I want us to pray today. Don't be afraid to come to the front. We're going to take a bold stance, asking God to break the chain in your life. Come to the front. We're going to pray.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We pray that it will impact you, that you will continue to grow in your life with Christ. Once again, if you would like any more podcasts of our messages at New Creation Christian Center, you can go to www.newcreationwa.org and feel free to download it, share it with your friends and family so people can see how God is changing our lives as we continue to be formed into the new creation that He has called us to be.